Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are completing our study today on the motivational or foundational gifts that were found in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. And reading there, it says, "Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. Or he who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness." Now, these seven motivational gifts that are mentioned here in Romans chapter 12 give us a beautiful picture of the gifts that have been distributed in the body of Christ. God wants us to walk in our giftings, but it's vital for you to discover what they are in order for you to walk in the fulfillment of them. Today, we are completing our study and going to talk about the gift of administration or the gift of organization. Romans chapter 12, 8 in the NASB version of the Bible says, "He who leads with diligence." And that word "leads" is translated "superintends" in the Amplified Bible. And it's a word from the Greek dictionary that means to stand before or to preside. The idea is one of administrating or organizing the work of other people. 1 Corinthians 12, 28 also makes note of the gift of administration, and it's listed that way in both the New International Version and the New King James Version, the gift of administration. A person who has this gift is a blessing to any ministry. They literally have an internal motivation to organize in detail his or her areas of responsibility. They have no problem looking at a large project and breaking it down into manageable pieces. This individual has an anointing or a supernatural endowment of innate wisdom to recognize how to delegate tasks, to whom the task can be delegated, who would be best suited for specific work. This is truly a special gift from God. Any ministry that's trying to accomplish anything on a large scale needs the gift of a person who has this special endowment of a gift of organization or the gift of administration. The person who has this motivational gift has a great joy in seeing a project through to a successful conclusion. They also have a tendency to stand on the sidelines until the person who's in authority assigns a position of authority to him or to her. This is because they have a recognition of and an understanding of proper authority. One thing that administrators, people who have the gift of administration or organizers, are not worried about is they rarely are concerned about the criticism of others, but instead they remain very goal-oriented instead of people-pleasing. And that's an important aspect or attribute to have if a person's working on a very large project. Organizers or administrators love projects, and they're always ready for the next challenge when one project is successfully completed. There are some important warnings for a person who has the gift of administration or the gift of organization. And one of them is, it's very important that this person is watchful to remain sensitive to the people with whom they are working in order to avoid a tendency to view people simply as resources to achieve the goal, instead of being sensitive that they're human beings that God loves. It's also important for a person with the gift of organization or administration to be careful that they don't become so consumed with their project that family and personal devotion to the Lord end up being sacrificed for the project. Another important warning for the person with this gift is that they be sensitive to the needs and the time schedules and the personal lives of other people involved in a ministry project so that excessive demands are not made upon those helping with the project. If you've ever seen somebody in action who has this gift of administration, it's really amazing to watch. They have a supernatural anointing to get the job done through many other people. They're excellent at delegating. They're excellent at seeing the big picture and how it can come to a successful conclusion. But as every other gift, the most important warning that I would give to you if you have this gift is it's vital to walk in love. You're dealing with human beings and not resources, people, not just a project. No matter how wonderful or how great your project may be, whether it's putting up a homeless shelter, running a huge feeding of the poor project, or running a church building program, remember, every gifting, every person needs to walk in love. That is the primary goal that we need to have. Seek after love, the scripture says. And the first two verses after the verses 6 through 8 in Romans 12 that catalog these motivational gifts, the next two verses, verses 9 and 10, both talk about walking in love. It says, let your love be sincere, a real thing. And then verse 10 says, love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving precedence and showing honor to one another. So the gifts here in Romans 12 are followed by an exhortation to walk in love. So be careful if you have this gift that you are doing everything in love. That is God's way. God is love, we know from 1 John chapter 4. Now, let me just say a few things about the overall importance of these motivational gifts to the body of Christ. God wants you to walk in your gifting. Which of these seven gifts do you have? It's interesting that there's seven motivational gifts because the number seven in biblical numerology refers to completion or perfection. And I would say to you, if the body of Christ found out, each individual found out what their gift was and walked in it and used it for the glory of God, we would see phenomenal completion. We'd see phenomenal maturation or maturity in the body of Christ, we would see some amazing things come to pass. We would see God's will being done in the earth. Let me give you an illustration of how these seven gifts work. And it's important for each of us to recognize the giftings in others, to honor them, to bless them, to encourage them to walk in their gifts, not to be jealous of one another if another person has another gift that you don't have. And it's also equally important not to judge other people who don't have the same gift or motivation that you have. Let me give you this example. If seven people came from a church, and we'll say they're the church committee, and they went to the local rescue mission that helps the homeless and the destitute, and these seven people went there with the purpose of seeing how the church could be of assistance in this ministry. Let me just give you an illustration of how the seven people who each had a different motivational gift would react to walking into this rescue mission. First of all, as the seven people walked in, the committee chairman, which just happened to be the person with the gift of administration, walked in. As he observed the goings-on in the rescue mission, the feeding of the homeless, the clothing, the place where they would sleep at night, as he observed this whole operation, the person who has the gift of administration would be thinking how they could best help this organization become a more efficient unit, how they could affect this ministry in a more efficient way, what would be helpful in organizing this operation in a better way. Whereas the person who is on that committee who had the gift of teaching would be very interested in seeing what Bible studies are being offered to these people because this individual's sure that these people are perishing for a lack of knowledge. And then you'd find the person who had the gift of prophecy, who has such a desire to speak forth the mind and the counsel of God, would be in deep prayer trying to find out what's God's word on this subject. What's God's word for these people? Shouldn't we be warning them of the spiritual danger they're in if they don't turn to the Lord? And then the person who had the gift of serving would observe the fact that they're a little short-handed in the kitchen. They need some help making sandwiches. Perhaps they need some help keeping the place clean. And they would observe the most practical needs in that rescue mission. And then you'd find the person who had the gift of giving walking through the building, looking at the property, praying for God to show him how his giving, his financial gift, could best help this organization. Should he give a special gift that would help buy new furniture to replace the shabby furniture that they had? Or should he give a special gift that would help purchase better equipment for the kitchen? He would be praying about how his finances could best be used to further that ministry. And then you'd find the person with the gift of exhortation looking for a way to encourage these people that their life is not over, that God can help them, that their problem's not too deep, that God can fix it. And they would be seeing what way they could use their gift of encouragement. And then last of all, you'd find the person who had the gift of mercy looking upon the scene of this rescue mission and seeing one person, one soul, one person's face, and going and beginning to minister one-on-one, trying to relieve the emotional duress that person is under. And they would have such a heart of compassion for the individuals in that place. And you can see how these seven gifts would all be very important and vital in helping affect the ministry that God has called the church to work in. Find your gifting, use it in the service of the Lord. Exercise your gifts. God wants to use you today, and it's never too late to find out your gift, and it's never too late to be used by God. Regardless of your age or your abilities, God has a gifting He's placed in you. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Find your gift and put it to work for the kingdom of God. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.